Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's electric, it's eclectic, it's always rule-free. It's the late-night alternative with that man, Ian Lee, on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Let's go to Ray. Good evening, Ray.
Good evening, all.
Good evening, Ray. Now, you're sounding muffled.
Am I?
Yes. Is this the Ray that's always muffled?
Oh, it's muffled Ray, of course. The thing is, he hasn't called us for so long, and then he's just started getting back in the calling groove again in the last week or so. Mm-hmm. I'd forgotten. Yes, it's muffled Ray. Let's move on. Let's just accept that his phone is made of cardboard.
Unbelievable.
When are they going to make a cardboard telephone? That's got to be the next thing, isn't it? Anyone? Hello?
No, I've got nothing.
Okay, me neither. Well, let's move on. Comedy cul-de-sac, let's stop.
Have
you ever had a moustache?
No.
You'd look good with a moustache. You're a big man, but you're out of shape. No, you're a big man, but you're out of shape.
Stop.
No, you are a big man, but you're out of shape. You'd look great with a moustache. He's got a sort of big face, hasn't he, that looks like...
Unbelievable.
No, it's not an insult. I'm genuinely...
But if he had a moustache, imagine how much more muffled he'd sound.
Yeah, that's true.
God, I've just got back into my groove to ring back in.
Well, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Yeah, so I've gone a bit stalkerish again.
Go on, what's happened?
I've just got tickets for London.
Yay!
Shrewsbury and Bath.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thank God someone's coming to Dorset, because no one else is.
Could you do us a favour if you come into Shaftesbury, not Shrewsbury?
Oh, Shaftesbury. I meant Shaftesbury.
If you come into Shaftesbury, could you, like, move about a fair bit in the seats just so that we feel like there are people there? You know, like in Neighbours when they used to have a party and there'd be the same five people walking back and forth.
Well, I'm coming with a friend, so we'll sit one either side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that. Shaftesbury's going to be funny because it's a lunchtime. It's a shorter show. I think that's reflected in the ticket prices. I can't quite remember how much we're charging for it, but I think we're virtually giving it away. But it's part of a fringe, and we were doing it to see if just doing it to try something a little bit different. You know, I think we've broken even on that already. Whenever might go and see. Look at that. Yeah, we've sold 29 tickets now out of 158.
Wow, we got a show.
Flipping. How much are we charging? Maybe we're charging too much. How much are we charging? Hang on.
I think I paid £76 each a ticket.
Shut your face. It's eight. Mate, it's eight quid a ticket. There he is, right at the top there. Ray bought his tickets on the 3rd of June. Well done. It's 8 quid a ticket to see the guy who came third in I'm a Celebrity 2017. 8 quid. 8 quid. For goodness sakes, what's your problem? 8 quid. I'm just releasing five. London is sold out, but I'm just releasing five more tickets. There are now five tickets left for London on June the 23rd and 131 tickets left for July the 6th. There we go.
How does that work?
Sorry?
How does that work?
Well, what happens is you buy a ticket and then you come to a show, you present the ticket at the door, and that entitles you to a show. Not necessarily a good one.
No.
I mean, if you've sold out a show, how can you then find more tickets to sell if it's already sold out?
Because sometimes I set a slightly, particularly for this venue in London, I set a slightly lower ticket amount than is actually available. So this venue holds 100. I set it for 90. We sold out at 90. I've just added five more, and we'll probably have five comps because my sister wants to come and like a couple other people. So there's five more tickets.
Nice.
That's how it works. That's show business.
The one thing I wanted to ask you...
Are you drunk?
No, I've not had one single drink tonight.
He's had five. Are you high on drugs?
No.
You're a little bit slurry.
What's going on now?
I'm on medication. I'm on strong medication.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Do I need to walk this back? No, I'm going to carry on walk. Oh, yeah, James Coburn, of course, would have been a great Bond. Okay, no, I'm going to embrace it. What are your meds? What are you on, Tramadol or something?
Last week I was out at a comedy do with my son, and my feet ballooned up out of nowhere.
Oh, blimey.
Literally twice the size.
No!
What is it, elephantitis?
Yes. No, that's not funny, because I was out yesterday and I was wearing sort of flip-floppy type thing, and someone came up to me, she must have been in the 60s, and told me I had elephant feet.
Oh, cheeky man.
Hang on, so now when you say you're out with your kid and it just ballooned up, I mean, was it literally you were there looking at it going, or was it just a bit tight when you got home? How fast was this ballooning?
Well, we were sitting down watching the show, and I felt sort of a little bit of pain in my feet. Didn't think much of it, then noticed at the break that they had sort of swollen up a bit. But I was wearing sort of trainers and everything, so it didn't take too much notice. But then when I got home an hour or so later, it took me 20 minutes to get my trainers off.
Yes. Wow, and we've actually got a recording of Ray's feet growing. It sounded like this. There we go, that's Ray's feet growing.
Blown up feet No laughing matter. I remember having very, very, very swollen feet when I was pregnant, and it was not fun. So what's caused it? Have you been bitten by, like, a nuclear spider or something?
Well, no, I was in agony.
I've got another... Hang on a minute. I'm not making... That was the sound.
This is why we got struck off.
I think I might have... No, hang on. I think I've got... Might have another recording. Hang on.
Do you mind, nurse? I'm trying to examine this patient.
Hang on. Here we go.
Oh, there we go.
This is quite tricky.
That was the big toe.
Here we go. This is, hang on a minute. Hang on. Here we go. Hang on. There we go.
Unbelievable.
Oh, hang on.
Boy, if you don't get...
What? Oh, no! Whoa, I saw where that was going. The words came up on the screen. Wow, I think we dumped that. Double dump that. Flipping it, Ray. You're taking me into some very... Here we go. This is it. This is an actual recording of Ray's feet...
Be careful.
...growing. Oh, sorry. That one's... Here we go. Oh, jeez. Here we go. That's the left one. And... That's the middle toe. Hang on a minute. Well, these will be good. Hang on a minute. Here we go. That's it. That was it. That was your foot growing, right? So, sorry, you're not going to die, are you?
Well, no, I went to A&E and saw a couple of doctors there. And one of them said the problem was I was wearing these Dutch shoes. So anyway, he ended up popping my clogs.
He ended up what?
He ended up popping my clogs.
Oh.
Hang on, so are you... is that a joke?
Well, that was, but my feet
are... Are your feet swollen?
Yes.
And I know we've got a recording of it happening as well. Oh, this is it. This is that was the left one. Here's the right one. Oh, it sounds nasty, doesn't it?
Sounds like your bum in reverse. So, what caused it? Did you find out?
So I was in hospital 5 hours that Friday night. They gave me some strong antibiotics. 3 days later, I was in so much pain, I went back again. And the doctors at another hospital then said, we think you've got an infection. Thanks very much. And so they just doubled the medication. So the medication that didn't work the first time, they just said, well, take double, that'll work. And that's...
Are you sure this was a doctor, not just some bloke that was hanging about?
It's just ridiculous. So now I'm down to my last 6 tablets before I run out, and... They are a little better, but they come still
are
in
they
agony.
Though, or are you just getting used to the size?
God. I've not been able to wear shoes for 9 days.
Blimey.
Here we go. Is his left foot and the right one. There we go. That's it. That's what you do. You just got to pop them. Just get a pin, heat it on a match, shove it in.
Can I get a refund?
That will fix it. Get a pin, heat it up, shove it in. That'll sort you out. I promise.
Yeah, that's probably the best advice I've had so far.
Ray, thank you very much indeed. I know stuff. 0344-499-1000. What I know is that Nigel is coming up after this.
Yeah. The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already. Excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox,
exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee,
the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Suddenly it's 12:30. We got through another show. We've got to see Lauren is calling in. We've got Nigel's going to be on in a second. We got through another show. The lunchtime meeting I had tomorrow is cancelled, which is disappointing. It's kind of disappointing because it's with the bookman. But it means I can have a little bit of a line. But then I've been putting it off till I can put it off no more. 5 o'clock tomorrow, I'm meeting with the pension guy to say to him, he'll say, Ian, you've not put anything in your pension for the last 18 months. And I'll say, well, no, it's getting divorced, buying a house. Okay, well, how much do you think you can start putting in now? 50 pence a month?
About £39 I just got from Glasgow.
Oh, God, money. Money getting old and dying or poor, not paying your mortgage anymore.
I didn't have a pension for, 2 years when we first started here, because I'd gone from being looked after by the BBC to having to sort myself out. And it took a little while for me to get like financially stable again. Going freelance is the thing, because you've got to start paying your, like, saving up for your own tax and stuff. But I've got my own pension now, and it took me a little while to find the right bloke because
it does.
Because I didn't want to be lectured. I wanted someone to talk to me, like, you know, explain stuff to me so I understood it. But I wanted to be able to trust them. I didn't want to just go right, yeah, just take whatever. So I've got this really good bloke now who has been really patient, but also doesn't treat me like a moron, which is all good. My dad referred me to this guy who looks after his finances, and he was sort of a bit lecturing. I thought, nah, right. I'm not having that.
Dave, the quiz question favourite, the first person to play James Bond, right? Who was it?
Now, the answer you want me to give is... Is your fella Niven?
No, it's not, because it wouldn't be. He didn't play it till quite much later. Mm. Connery was already playing it. No, there was someone before Connery.
Well, George Lazenby.
Sorry?
George Lazenby.
I'm going to ignore that. There was someone before Connery. Not in movies.
Right. Oh, I know. Bob Holness.
In South African radio.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was Bob Holness. I think it was an American actor called Barry Nelson. So Bob Holness, well, I don't know what year it was. I think Barry Nelson pipped Bob Holness at the post. I think he did it a little bit earlier. Right. So Barry Nelson played Bond on the 21st of October 1954. Right. Mm-hmm. So Bob Holness, remember that date? What date did I say?
1954.
Yeah, what month?
Oh.
Oh, just flipping it, man. Yes! Yes!
Careful. Ba-dum. Careful with your pant chain.
Bob Holness, I'm right again. Even I had to Google myself. I'm right again. So Barry Nelson played him in 1954. Bob Holness played him in 1956. Ladies and gentlemen, please, will you welcome to the stage the fact master, the man who knows, the human Google. This guy really has got to be seen to be believed. Any question, he knows the answer. You want a fact, he's got it somewhere in his memory banks. You will never have to type out words on a computer keyboard ever again. This guy knows the shit.
Although if you introduce him to someone that he was speaking to more than 2 days ago, he will not recognise them.
Dave's getting very close to getting blocked on Twitter and being banned. Nigel's gone. Where, Nigel, where have you gone? Can we try and get Nigel back, please? Dave is very, very, very close to being blocked on Twitter and banned from this show.
Why?
Because he's the one who said the first one played James Bond was...
Holness.
...was Bob Holness. And I've said, no, it's not, it's Barry Nelson. And he's replied, Barry Nelson is correct, but he was called Jimmy Bond.
Oh.
I'll piss off. Get stuffed.
Oh, come on, let's
Barry
be
Nelson was called Jimmy Bond. What's Jimmy short for? James. He was playing, because he was in Casino Royale. Get lost, Dave. You make me puke. Scumbag. Makes me puke. It was Jimmy Bond. Oh, right, OK. Right. Oh, no, that's not the man we're looking for. We were looking for James Bond. No. Oh, no, this is Jimmy Bond. No, this is not the guy that we're looking for. It's someone different.
Master of disguise, isn't it?
Yeah, different name. I despair. People don't deserve this.
I know, but you know
this.
The thing is, you cover it up so well.
Thank you, Catherine.
Very
I'm a great
patient man.
I'm a great human. Oh, we didn't play Pass the Pud.
Get it out. Let's see if the battery still works, because it's been in there a while.
All right, Nigel, we're playing Pass the Pud.
OK.
Hang on. So what do we do now?
Pass it.
To whom?
Nigel.
Nigel, you take the pud?
Pardon?
Take my pud?
Take the what?
Hold my pud.
Hold the poo?
Hold my pud. It looks like... Oh
dear.
I've got it. So I have to ask a question.
Pass the poo, I thought you said.
No, don't pass poo. That's very unsanitary.
Here's a question. Here's a question. Oh.
Pass the poo.
Who was the first person to play James Bond? Well, I know that. It was Barry Nelson.
Nigel from Maidstone.
Sorry?
It was Nigel from Maidstone.
No, it wasn't. You were not the first person to play... hold my pud, Nigel.
I don't know who it was.
Hold Nigel.
Ian Ogilvie.
Hold my pud.
Carry on.
Hold my pud.
Hold my foot.
Will you grab his pudding, for heaven's sake?
Not touching your foot. Hold my pudding.
Hold my pudding.
Yes. Pull my plonker.
Put your hands out and close your eyes.
Pull my plonker.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I've got a great idea for a game show.
No!
Hang on a minute. Stay there. Right, we're going to do this. Here we go. Right, Nigel, so you're going to do this, okay? And your first guest is going to be Lauren, all right? Hang on a minute. Stay there. This is going to be great. This is going to be absolutely great. Here we go.
Are you feeling any better now, are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a brand new gaming experience. The nightly show that will enter your homes and your hearts. As we play Pull My Plonker with Nigel from Maidstone. Tonight's contestants include Lauren. Who will go home with the star prize, Nigel's special emissions? Or who will go home with the booby prize, Nigel? As we play... Music's a little bit longer than I thought it was going to be. Let's just jump forward a bit. As we play... With Nigel from Maidstone. And would you please welcome your host for tonight's Pull My Plonker special, the one, the only, Nigel from Maidstone!
Yay! Hello?
Oh, God, I regret this already.
What do you want me to do? Yeah? What do you want me to do? Hello, Lauren. Is that Lauren?
Last time I checked, it was, yeah.
Yeah, where about you from, Lauren?
I'm from Maidstone.
From Maidstone? Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Ian wants you to pull my plonker.
Ian can want that all he likes.
I don't know about that, though. We're too far apart, aren't we?
Definitely. Definitely. We're at least a bus apart. Too far.
Yeah. You sound a bit like... You sound a bit like Catherine. You know, Catherine at work.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. So what do you do for a living, Lauren?
I work in healthcare.
Oh, that's nice. It's healthcare. Is it in a hospital?
I wouldn't want to say, Nigel, if that's okay.
Mm. Oh, so you sort of do the rounds? You go around to people's houses to help people? No.
Not at the moment, because as of today, I've fractured my ankle, so I'm doing nothing.
Oh, so, yeah. So what have you run in the show to talk about then, Lauren?
Well, I ring in every now and then, Nigel. I just thought I'd ring. It's been a really bad day, and Ian and Kathy usually cheer me up. Plus, I'm pretty sure
I'll sing you a song in a minute if you want. I've had a busy week. I went down to the TV studio. I've got to go back again to see one of the producers trying to get on TV.
Now, listen, Paul My Plonker seems to have come off the rails a little bit here. You're supposed to be leading... The interview was great at the start. Tell us about yourself. Or you heard your ankle. What do you do for a living? That was great. But then you're supposed to go into the game, Paul My Plonker.
What, romantic, you mean? Romantically.
I've pulled many a plonker in my lifetime.
You like Miley Cyrus, Lauren?
Sorry, Nigel?
You like Miley Cyrus?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Okay, but so you go, you've got to now start the game. You're the game show host, Nigel.
Yes.
And you're hosting Pull My Plonker, and Lauren is your first contestant.
Yes. So Lauren, have you got a boyfriend, Lauren?
Oh, yes.
Do you like a boyfriend? I'm willing and able.
Oh. That's a very nice offer, Nigel.
Pardon?
That's a nice offer, but I'm taken.
Oh, you're taken. Oh, you're spoken for.
Yeah.
As they say. Oh, have you had any children yet?
My God.
Yeah, you still know whether it's worth hanging on.
Why are you laughing? It's a normal question.
It's just the addition of the word yet makes it not a normal
question. It's pull my bluff.
It's not pull your bluff, no, it's pull your plonker.
Nigel, I pulled a plonker over a decade ago because my son's 11 on Friday.
Ooh, happy birthday. Nigel,
Ian's a bit naughty talking about plonkers, isn't he?
But that's the name of the game show, Nigel. Right, get into the game now.
Well, I don't know what to say. What do you want me to say, Ian?
Make a game.
Do you want me to serenade a girl?
Yeah, there we go. Serenade the girl.
well, I really don't know what to say.
Say it through the language of music.
2, 3, 4.
Hello?
2, 5, 3, 4, 7, 8.
Fly me to the moon.
And?
Ian?
I can't. I haven't got the facilities, Nigel.
I don't have to do a medical first.
I don't have a rocket.
I'll sing you a song in a minute if you want.
I thought that was it.
No, I was going to do one for Lauren.
Go on then.
Yeah, I'm going to do a cappella version of I Miss You by Miley Cyrus.
Okay. This is really turning into the Nigel show. This, I suspect that Paul My Plonker is going to get axed. And it's going to get Nigel's Plonker is going to be axed.
Rainbow George can talk to me then.
No, not tonight, you can't. Go on then.
I want Rainbow George to enter me for the Eurovision Song Contest.
I'm glad you
song.
Finished that sentence.
I want Rainbow George to enter me.
Here's
a secret, Nigel. Rainbow George has no power over the Eurovision Song Contest choice.
Oh, doesn't he? Oh, sorry.
No.
Sorry, mate.
I don't think he knows that either.
It was just a thought, you know, it cut across my mind.
Okay. Well, we
could do a Cliff Richard special, you know.
Well, no, not in the Eurovision. You have to do a new song.
I know. But he did it once, didn't he, Cliff Richard?
He did it twice.
Congratulations, wasn't it?
Thank you very much indeed.
Congratulations and celebrations. I want the whole world to be happy I can be. So pull my plonker, it's quite a stonker. And if you're lucky, you can see what you can see.
Hey! All right, guys, thank you very much for that. That's enough of that nonsense.
That was almost too romantic.
Filth from Lauren and filth from Nigel. 0344-499-1000. This, dear listener, is Talk Radio.
Drive with Dan Wootton on Talk Radio. Join me, Dan Wootton, every Friday afternoon at drive time on Talk Radio and kick off your weekend with a heady mix of politics, celebrity gossip and big name interviews from the worlds of current affairs, music and entertainment, including guests like this country legend Dolly Parton.
My first hit was called Dumb Blonde. Just because I'm blonde, don't think I'm dumb, because this dumb blonde ain't nobody's fool.
Chat like this, Spice Girl Emma Bunton is here.
Oh, so can't wait to get back into a rehearsal studio and be together.
And even a bit of this. And it's time for the superstar that is Pink.
Nope, I'm still just a dork.
Join me, Dan Wootton, every Friday afternoon on Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with that man, Ian Lee. There's no strangers here, just friends you haven't stalked on Facebook yet.
Have never sent my picture to anyone who didn't request it.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Yes,
Last 10 minutes of the show before Paul Ross comes in. 0344-499-1000. So we need science to solve the problem of gay.
Oh, my God.
But here's the thing. 1 in 12 sheep are gay.
Yeah.
They're at it. 1 in 12 sheep are gay, and it's giving farmers a headache, says a TV documentary.
Wow, they're doing it.
The high rate of homosexuality. What is it in humans? Is it 1 in 10? What's the I'm always slightly, these figures are always slightly dubious, but is it as high as 10%? No, can't be. Randy buggers.
97.4% of men identified as heterosexual, 1.6% as homosexual, 0.9% as bisexual.
No, I thought it was more than that. That's more than that.
This is the demographics of sexual...
Democratic Republic of Korea.
Demographics of sexual orientation... hang on. Where?
You're supposed to be the journo!
I know, I'm checking.
Just found a number on Google. It's gone, that's this. I think it's 10%.
In a survey around 1,000 Britons using a self-completed questionnaire in 2008, 2% of the total sample identified as bisexual, 4% as homosexual, and 92% as hetero.
So we're getting 4% we're getting there. But I reckon that was 2008. Now it's 11 years later, and because of all the what's it called? Ovarine. What's the female chemical? Ovarine.
Ovarine. Is that like the female Wolverine?
No, like we have testosterone, you have ovaries.
Estrogen,
that's it. I was thinking Easter eggs. Mm-hmm. It's because of all the estrogen that the fish are eating because they're drinking your piss. Excuse my language.
Not mine.
No, it's because of all of the... What's in the pill?
Yeah, estrogen.
Right, right. So it's making people gay. And that's a fact, actually. That's a fact. So the number will be higher now. And with gay pride.
2016.
Gay pride has made people gay. And of course, as we
gay
know.
Gay lesbian, 1.2%.
No, I'm not interested in lesbians. Here's the thing, as we know, the schools in Birmingham that teaching gay makes you gay. So this must be like loads of them now. There's got to be hundreds.
7%. It depends on which survey you go for. 7%.
Round it up.
According to Kantar TNS.
Kantar DRS. Okay, so round it up to 10%. So I was right. Okay. 1 in 12 sheep are gay. And it is giving...
Well, they do look very similar. You could mistake, couldn't you?
Excuse me?
Wow.
No.
How can you tell a man sheep from a woman sheep?
Jeez. The high rate of homosexuality among rams, because rams have got horns, sheep don't have horns.
Some sheep do.
Homo sheepiality. I'm trying to
Ramdy.
No. Ramming.
Well, that comes from the ram.
Ramming. So ramming. Mm. Ramming. Like lambing. Ramming.
Yeah, well done. Well done.
It was better. What did you say?
Ramdy.
Ramdy. Ramdy. No, ramming. It's the ramming season. There we go. Ramming season. That is a good one. That is it. And you know it's it. And you can't, your ego won't allow you to accept it. Ramming season is it. Thank you.
Go on.
The high rate of homosexuality during ramming season causes problems because they refuse to breed with females. No. Dowie Jones. Come on, there's a sheep farmer called Dowie Jones.
Do the voice.
Dowie Jones, head of sheep breeding firm in Ovis, said, from Wheels, you see ram on ram behaviour going on. Ram on ram. Commercially, it's a big issue for us as a ram breeder because we need our rams to cover lots of ewes. They unfortunately have to go into the food chain. In the Channel 4 documentary, My Gay Dog and Other Animals...
My Gay Dog. The thing is about rams, don't they breed them specifically to be super highly sexed? So they'll probably do anything.
A ram is put in a pen with 30 ewes that are in season.
Oh.
But it ignores them and instead tries to get to some rams kept in a separate pen.
Oh, fair enough.
US expert Professor Charles Rosselli says Ramses. No, that would be R-A-M apostrophe S. Yes, this is R-A-M-S apostrophe. Ramesses. Ramesses? What?
Just tell me the story,
for Ramesses' sake. Sexuality is altered in the womb if they are not exposed to a high enough level of testosterone. Testosterone. That's like those cans you get that spray out because of the pill.
It's what Burt Reynolds uses to call Dolly Parton. It's testosterone.
He added, our best estimate right now is that 8% of a flock of sheep can be male-orientated. That doesn't even mean anything. This program tells how male and female monkeys both have casual same-sex relationships and so do lions and dogs. Professor Volker Sommer, an anthropologist and horny so-and-so, said in most cases animals will have sex with members of their own sex and with members of the opposite sex. Yeah. And this is his line. It's a wonderful world.
It
really is a wonderful world. Get stuck in there.
Dolphins love it and all.
Get stuck in. Oh, I've got to do this story.
And they do it just for fun.
Got to do this story.
Go on.
This is great. Bonehenge.
No.
Swingers will dress as druids and pagans for an orgy inspired by the summer solstice. Stonehenge worshippers slammed the sex club free-for-all, saying it has nothing to do with their religion. Now, I heard about this. Here's the thing. You're not allowed to come within 150 metres of it.
Well, you are. There's 26 people who are allowed to.
There are 26 people allowed to come in the centre.
Yeah.
In the circle.
But you might get to about 150 metres from the big one.
Organisers said in an online advert, find this advert for Pagan Fest. Pagan Fest. Never mind firing up the barbecue. Fire up your sex drive. It promised a pagan-style orgy. Oh, sounds disgusting. isn't it? Pagan Fest. To honour the summer solstice and the year's longest day, which means more hours for festivities, fun and filth.
They're gone. Is that what they're saying?
Come in, Paul. They want filthy kinksters. Filthy kinksters.
I'm in!
To wear pagan dress for the June... Oh. 15th bash upstairs at Blackpool's Club SX.
Whoa. Blackpool?
Blackpool's not near Stonehenge.
The long way away.
For £30, couples will also get tarot readings and a buffet thrown in.
Oh, so it's just a theme party.
Look, finger licking good.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, ooh, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.